It's my view that DAISY is one of the most exciting things to happen for blind people for a very long time. It's taking book reading to a new level for us. And although the A in the acronym DAISY does stand for audio, DAISY's about a lot more than audio these days. It's about multimedia books, really, because DAISY facilitates, through XML data, the synchronization of text and audio and even illustrations. We're going to install VictorReadersoft and show you how one can read DAISY books on a PC. DAISY is merely a way of encoding these books. The delivery mechanism is, of course, up to the individual producer of the material. It could be delivered over the internet. DAISY data is quite bulky because of the length of books and the encoding of the audio, which is in, I think, around about 32kbps MP3 format. So it can take a while to download, as well as all the other data. But technically that's possible, and as more people have broadband connections, I think that there will probably be libraries who offer a download option for people with broadband. The most common option for the delivery of DAISY is, at this stage, the CD. And you'll be able to put DAISY books in a CD-ROM and read them with VictorReadersoft if you have a PC. And of course, as we're well aware, through past editions of Main Menu, there are standalone pieces of hardware that will play DAISY as well. And of course, in the future, maybe there will be standalone pieces of hardware that are internet-aware and simply allow the borrower to have a book pushed to them by a special format library over the internet. So the possibilities are endless. VictorReadersoft is merely one way of interacting with DAISY material. The packaging of VictorReadersoft was very professional. It came in a nice presentation case, clearly labelled in Braille, telling us what it is. Inside there is a print manual, a spiral-bound manual, and also a Braille card that at least allows you to get started explaining how you install the software, because once you've done that, the material is available to you in the DAISY format, all of the reference manual material that you could need. So I have the VictorReadersoft CD in one of my CD drives now. I don't have a screen reader running, and the reason for that will become evident shortly. And so I'm going to run the installation program. If you have your CD drive set to auto load, it will do that. I'm just going to type /setup and we'll let it do its thing. We should shortly hear some speech.
Welcome. Please turn off your screen reader now before using the talking installation wizard. Press enter for the talking installation or escape to use your screen reader.
Yes, button. Use the space bar to press this button.
Well, I'd like to try these talking installations, so we'll continue with this without a screen reader running and press enter as it instructs.
Welcome to the Install Shield Wizard for VictorReadersoft. The Install Shield Wizard will install VictorReadersoft on your computer. To continue, press enter or click next. At any time, you can press escape to quit the installation program. Use the tab key to cycle through the dialog box controls. You can also press F2 to read the dialog box again, and F3 to read the focused control in the dialog box. Next, button. Use the space bar to press this button.
So that's kind of like a human screen reader if I tab through this dialog.
Exit setup. Next. Next.
Slightly
button.
Sluggish, but that's
use
fine.
Use the space bar to
we'll press
license
enter.
Agreement. Please read the following license agreement carefully. Press F5 to start and stop playing the license agreement. Do you accept all the terms of the preceding license agreement? If you choose no, the setup will close. To install VictorReadersoft, you must accept this agreement. License agreement. Edit box. Press F5 to start and stop playing the license agreement.
That does work, and to prove it...
License agreement. VisuEd End User License Agreement. VisuEd...
Now I've stopped it, and you'll notice.
License agreement. VisuEd End License...
It doesn't actually remember its place in this particular license agreement dialog, but you'll see that when you're actually in VictorReadersoft itself, it's remarkably accurate about remembering its place. Let's press enter, because I have read the license agreement when I installed it before, to get to know the package.
Setup type. Select the setup type to install.
Select the setup type you prefer in the list box, then press Enter or click Next to continue. Automatic. List box. The automatic installation will install VictorReader Soft with the default options. Use the arrow keys or the first letter to move to an item.
For most people, the default options will probably be fine, but we will go through a customized installation to show you what flexibility exists in the installer.
Custom. List box. The custom installation will let you choose which components and where to install VictorReader Soft on your system. Use the arrow keys or the first letter to move to an item.
Let's press Enter.
Select Options. Select the options you want to install. To install a component, check the box next to it. If the checkbox is clear, the component will not be installed. Getting started. Checkbox. Checked. Use the spacebar to toggle the checkmark on and off.
Well, I'm going to install that because it's quite difficult to get hold of DAISY material at the moment where I am, so we'll...
Reference Guide. Checkbox. Check.
Press Tab and there's another DAISY book.
Back. Button. Next. Button. Exit. Getting started. Reference Guide.
So we've got the Getting Started and Reference Guide.
Choose Destination Location. Select Folder where Setup will install files. Setup will install VictorReader Soft in the following folder. C. Colon. Backslash. P. R. O. G. R. A. M. Space. F.
Yes, it has to do that because it can't predict where you might change it to. So the only thing it can do when you're using human speech that's pre-recorded is spell everything out. Let's just press Enter.
Select Program Folder. Please select a program folder. Setup will add program icons to the program folder listed below. You may type a new folder name or select one from the existing folders list. Press Enter or click Next to continue. Program Folder. V-I-C-T.
Yes, so it's going to install it in VictorReader Soft, which is fine.
Do you want to associate .opf files to VictorReader Soft? Yes. Button. Use the spacebar.
Yes, I do.
Please wait while setup is copying files on your computer. This may take a couple of minutes.
So the install process is beginning now. A completely self-voicing install that seems to cover all of the bases, and it's got a bit of a Windows look and feel as well. And we'll just take a pause while the package installs.
Please wait while setup is configuring your system. This may take a couple of minutes. Install Shield Wizard complete. Setup has finished installing VictorReader Soft on your computer. Press Enter to quit. Finish. Button. Use the spacebar to press this button.
So we will do that. We either can press Enter to quit or the spacebar to activate the button. It does the same thing, even though the instructions are slightly conflicting. And now we are out of the install shield. So a very good installation that speaks well, speaks perfectly. And that has installed VictorReader Soft. VictorReader Soft, as we mentioned in the interview when we spoke with Sam, is self-voicing, or it can work with a screen reader. Set files come with it for Window Eyes, and script files come with it for JAWS for Windows. We're going to concentrate, though, on the self-voicing aspects of VictorReader Soft for this demonstration, just to show you how self-contained the application is. And in the process of this demonstration, if you've never interacted with a DAISY book before, it'll give you a feel for why everybody's so excited about it. I'm going to run JAWS now just to get me into VictorReader Soft. I would probably set up a hotkey for this normally so that I can just press a key even when a screen reader isn't running, and VictorReader Soft will take care of it all from there. But I'll run JAWS just very quickly.
JAWS for Windows is ready.
And we'll go into the start menu.
Windows catalog, double, accessories up, VictorReader Soft V.
There it is.
Installation maintenance I.
So we have installation maintenance here.
Uninstall VictorReader Soft U.
And uninstall VictorReader Soft.
VictorReader Soft V.
And the application itself.
Installation.
So a simple program group. We'll press Enter on VictorReader Soft.
Start button.
And the program is now
Welcome
running.
Welcome to VictorReader Soft.
I'm going to exit JAWS now.
Quit JAWS.
Because we're now in a mode where VictorReader Soft will take care of things for us. The first thing we normally do when we run an unfamiliar Windows application is, of course, to tap the Alt key and see if there is a menu bar that we can explore and get to know the application. So we'll press Alt.
Menu bar. Active. Book. K.
So we have the book menu, and I'm going to right arrow through the menu bar.
Edit. E. Navigation. N. Annotation. O. Settings. S. Help. H.
Well, the first thing we need to do is to open a
menu
book.
Menu bar. Inactive.
So we'll press Ctrl-O, which will open a book.
Open. Book. Local drives. No book on disk.
There is nothing on disk at this stage, and that's because we need to build the bookshelf. Because DAISY books consist of a number of files, it's necessary for the program to gather information about what books actually exist on your hard disk. With VictorReaderSoft, you can update network drives as well as your local hard drives, and it will do a search and find all of the DAISY books that live on those drives. Every time you add a book to your hard drive, you will need to do this again. So I'm in the Open Book dialog now, and if I tab through that, we'll find the button that we need.
Source. Local drives. Open. Book information. Update bookshelf.
Update bookshelf is what we want to do, so I'll press the spacebar.
Update bookshelf. Please wait while we update the bookshelf.
And because we've got quite a large hard drive here, it's going to take some time to do that, so we'll take a pause in the recording and find out
what...
Please
wait while we update the bookshelf.
Well, we don't intend to do that. We intend to pause the recording. And we'll come back and find out what happens when the bookshelf has been updated.
Bookshelf 2. Books on disk.
So the update process has completed, and it's told me that there are only two books on the disk, and that would be correct because they would be the two books that the VictorReaderSoft package has installed for me. Let's take a look at what they are.
Book. Getting started with VictorReaderSoft. Book 2. VictorReaderSoft Reference Guide.
So there's the Getting Started guide, which gives you a brief overview. If you want to get started quickly and at least know what you're doing with this thing, then the Getting Started guide is the way to go. And then once you're comfortable with at least playing and stopping books and basic navigation, you can go right in and delve into the many features by looking at the reference guide. We've currently given focus to the VictorReaderSoft reference guide, and if I press the tab key, you'll find that we can get to the book information button.
Source. Local drive. Open. Book information.
If I press the space bar, we'll get some information about the currently highlighted book.
Book information. Book 2.
It could tell us if the information existed in the data for this book, how many pages there are, the length of the book in terms of how long it would take to listen to it at normal speed, and some other information. But what you've got to appreciate with DAISY books is that the degree of navigability in a DAISY book depends on the amount of markup and the amount of information that has been put into the book by the people producing it. So while you may be able to zap around by page and by paragraph and by even more minuscule levels in some books, in other books you won't. It will depend on how they've been produced. And there is considerable debate going on within special format libraries now about the degree of markup that actually should exist in DAISY books given certain situations. And I think the general consensus is that when you're dealing with textbooks that are likely to be used in an academic setting, then it's much more important to produce a lot of markup. When you're dealing with works of fiction that are most likely to be read for recreational reading, then less markup may be able to be put in there. But then, of course, it's never clear-cut because sometimes you're reading a work of fiction because you're an English major or something like that. So the debate goes on. And I think in the end, it will be consumers and associations of library users who determine this because they will provide feedback to special format libraries if those organizations feel that shortcuts are being taken that are inappropriate. That said, it's an enormous process to convert the hours and hours, thousands of hours, of analog audio to digital format. And so it's inevitable that people want to get on with that. And we should get on with this. We should open the book that we've got focus on. We'll just confirm
book
that.
Book 2.
Yep.
Victor Reader Soft Reference Guide.
So we'll press enter, and that will open this book, the reference guide for Victor Reader Soft.
Loading book. Please wait. Victor book loaded. Reader Soft Reference Guide.
So we're at the top of the book, the Victor Reader Soft Reference Guide. User manuals for software or user manuals for anything are actually quite a good demonstration of the beauty of DAISY. Because what we've got on the screen now is the text of the book. We can also have this book read to us by human voice. And in the case of Victor Reader Soft, which is obviously a PC-based application running under Windows, we could, if we wished, have the book read to us by synthetic speech. As I mentioned, set files and scripts exist, so you could have it read by your screen reader as well if you chose to have your screen reader running. With the manual, generally you want to take a look at the table of contents and quickly move to something that interests you or that you need help on. For example, I've already installed the application, and there was some Braille information to help me do that, so I'm not terribly interested in the installation chapter. So I'm going to bring up the navigation window. To do that, I press Control with N for navigation.
Open Global Navigation Window.
Now that I'm in the Global Navigation Window, we can determine what level we're going to hear information at. We're in a tree view, and in a way, if you're familiar with the Windows concepts of tree views, then it will help you to understand the concepts of DAISY and levels. With a manual, for example, you're likely to have broad chapter headings. Chapter 1 is normally installation, chapter 2, getting started, or whatever. That would be, if you like, your level 1, the top level, the chapter headings. Underneath those chapter headings, you're likely to have at least one other level in a user manual. So after chapter 1, getting started, it's likely to be 1.1 system requirements or something like that, 1.2 installation, and so on. Now, it may also be possible that you will have a third level, 1.2.1 Windows 98, 1.2.2 Windows XP. DAISY recognizes this concept of levels, and you can go as many as 6 levels deep if you want. And that depends, again, on the way that the book is produced and, of course, the content of the book. We can determine in this navigation window the level that we will browse the table of contents at. To do that, we'll use the left and right arrow keys, just as we would in a standard tree view.
Level 3.
So it's currently at level 3. That's as deep as it goes. That's why it beeped. That means we will hear everything. If I move it back to level 1,
level 2,
with the left arrow,
level 1,
all we're going to get now is the chapter headings. I'll press the space bar, which will start reading the table of contents.
Start playing title, level 1,
Victor Reader Soft Reference Guide. Welcome to Victor Reader Soft. 1. Chapter 1. 2. Chapter 2. 3. Chapter 3.
Now, there are no titles in these chapters.
Chapter 4.
That's a feature of this book.
5. Chapter 5. Appendix A.
Stop playing title.
That's the end. So you see we've got 5 chapters and Appendix A. Now, if I use my right arrow key,
level 2,
we're now at level 2, and I'm going to read you that same table of contents again. We'll work our way back up then by using the up arrow key.
Level 2, title, 5.1, contacting VisuAid. Level 1, title, 5, chapter 5. Level 2, title, 4.1, text mode, Z.
So now you see we are getting into sub-levels of 4.1. If I use the right arrow one more time,
level 3,
we'll get the next level, 4.1.1, etc., if that exists. So that's how we can easily navigate. Now, I'm looking at all the levels now, so let's go back up until we find something of interest.
Level 1, title, 4, chapter 4. Level 2, title, 3.4, getting help.
Well, getting help is a good thing to talk about at this initial stage, so all I need to do to get straight to that section from this navigation window is press Control with the spacebar.
Go to selected title. 3.4. Getting Help. The Help menu in the menu bar of the Victor Reader Soft application window gives you a selection of help choices. The choices are Key Describer, the Getting Started session, the Quick Reference page.
Now I've hit the spacebar to stop reading, and if I press space again,
which gives you the shortcut keys.
Now you'll notice that I stopped right in the middle of the word page, and it knew exactly where I stopped. When I pressed the spacebar again, it said the at the end of page, because it's that precise. While we're reading the book, we can do things that you would expect to be able to do, like speed it up if we press space.
And the reference
I'm going
guide,
to press
which gives a detailed
the
description of the software
S
and how
now
to use it. For more information on this menu and its items,
I'm pressing it repeatedly.
3.3.6. 4. Chapter 4. 4.1. Text mode. Z. The text mode was implemented in order to be able to navigate through.
Okay, we're cranking it right up now.
By line and by page. The menus are available in text mode. It maintains function of the arrow keys.
We can also slow it down by pressing Shift with S for speed.
Function. Shortcut key. Beginning of book. Control home. Beginning of line. Home. End of book.
Now that beep tells me that I'm at speed zero. That's the default. So now when we press Shift S some more, it's going to be slower than normal.
Right arrow. Next line.
We'll push it right down. That's as slow as it will go.
Okay. And the reference guide, which gives a detailed description of the software and how to use it.
Yes. All right. That is the speed control. We can also, I'll just bring that up to
speed,
the normal speed.
Speed, minus 3.
When we're not reading, it will speak status information as we use these speed controls.
Speed, minus 2. Speed, minus 1. Speed, 0.
We can also adjust volume with V.
Volume, 10.
It's at the max at the moment.
Volume, 10.
And
volume, 9.
Oh yeah, it's going down there.
Volume, 8. Volume, 7. Volume, 1.
Now it's gone altogether. So we'll turn it back up again. If I press the key...
Volume 9. Volume 10.
That's got it back. So we're at volume 10 now. And we can resume reading just by pressing the spacebar.
For more information on this menu and its items, please refer to section 3.3.6.
There are a lot of keys in the Victor Reader Soft. We can find out about them and fool around with the keyboard without fear of upsetting anything by turning on the Key Describer. And to do that, we just press the letter D for Describe.
Key Describer on.
Now, for example, if I press Control with right arrow.
Next heading.
It tells me that it will move to the next heading. If I press Control with down arrow.
Level down.
Level down and Control with up arrow is obviously...
Level up.
So that refers to heading levels. That's something that you'll probably use quite a lot, especially if you're working with books such as user manuals. Let's demonstrate that. I'll turn the Key Describer off.
Key Describer off.
But it's good to have it. It's a good feature. I'm going to press Control up arrow now.
Level 2. Level 1.
So we're at level 1. That's topmost level, which will just give us chapter headings. Now when I press Control left arrow, because I've selected level 1 as the heading level at which I want to navigate, Control left arrow will move me back at that heading level.
3. Chapter 3. 2. Chapter 2. 1. Chapter 1.
Now, I'm going to press Control down arrow twice.
Level 2. Level 3.
Now when I go forward again, the way we've come.
1.1. 1.2, 1.3, compatibility, 1.4, instructions for the installation of Victor Reader Soft.
So it's an easy way without having to go into the navigation window. The navigation window is quite good for a table of contents situation where you're getting to know a book and you quickly want to zap around. What's also good is that because we're dealing with synchronized text and audio, you can do things like find material in a book. If, for example, I want to find out about compatibility between Victor Reader Soft and GW Micro's WindowEyes, then all I need to do is what I would do in many Windows applications. I'll press Control with F.
Find. Edit.
And we'll type just the word eyes, E-Y-E-S, and then we'll press Enter. Oh, no, we won't press Enter because we'll show you this dialogue because there are some things you can do. But Enter will activate the Find button and let you get on with it if you don't want to change any of the defaults, which we'll show you now.
Find.
So there's the Find button.
Cancel. Match case, off. Titles only, off.
So if you're dealing with a long book and you only want to find something by titles, in other words, anything in the heading levels, you can turn that on.
Direction, down.
So you can search forward or backwards through the book.
Edit.
And now we're back at the edit field. Because we are dealing with the human audio at this stage, it's not going to read back to you what's in this edit field. We'll get to that later. We'll press enter.
Finding, found.
And it's found what we were looking for. Now I can press the space bar.
Using Victor Reader Soft with WindowEyes. Victor Reader Soft is compatible with WindowEyes Standard 4.2 or later. Set files are included with the installation of Victor Reader Soft.
So it's found that no problem. So the finding ability is really good. Now that I've found this reference to WindowEyes, I may want to come back to it to find out what exactly it said about WindowEyes when I start thinking about maybe seeing how my screen reader goes with this package. So I'm going to make a bookmark. Yep, you can add lots of bookmarks and annotations to DAISY files. And to add a bookmark, all I have to do is press Control with B. Now, all of this is in the menu as well. I just prefer to learn shortcuts and be done with it. So I'm going to press Control B.
Insert bookmark.
And what is it asking me? I think I need to type a number here, so I'll press 1.
1.
And then press Enter.
Bookmark. 1. Inserted. General note. If you install or update your screen reader after...
So let's go to the top of the file, or the beginning of the book.
Beginning of book.
And to verify that, we'll just do some reading.
Victor Reader Soft Reference Guide. Victor Reader Soft. Reference Guide.
If I press the letter W, by the way...
Where am I? Level 3. Title. Victor Reader Soft Reference Guide.
So it told me that I'm navigating at level 3. I can also verify that by pressing the I key.
Info. 1. Annotation. 2. Books on disk. About Victor Reader Soft. Version 1.5.8. Contact Visued at 1-450-463-1717 or email tech@visued.com.
Okay, in fact, that didn't tell me my level, but that gave me information about the book, etc. Let's try Control-I.
Phrase. Level.
Now, that tells me that I'm at phrase level, which we haven't come to yet, but we'll come to that in just a moment. But Alt-I, I'm sure we'll do it.
Level info. 3.
There we go. It tells me that I'm at level info 3, so that it's level 3 that I'm navigating at. I'll just talk about where it talks about phrase level. That is talking about elements. Again, the number of elements that you can navigate by will depend on the way that the book is constructed and produced by the special format producer. An element is, for example, a phrase, a page, a paragraph, a number of other things. At the moment, in this book, you can only navigate by phrase, so there is no other markup that allows you to navigate in any other way. But it does mean that by using the left and right arrow, I can move forward by phrase in this book. So left and right arrow will navigate by element, and the element that you're navigating by is determined by presses of the up and down arrow, and control left and right arrow lets you navigate by heading level, and the heading level is determined by your use of control up and down arrow. Now I want to go back to the bookmark that I set earlier, so I'm going to press Alt-B.
Bookmark list.
And we get a beep telling us that a bookmark is there.
End of book. Beginning of book.
There's only one bookmark, so we'll press the spacebar.
General note. If you install or update your screen reader after Victor Reader Soft...
And we've zapped all the way down to, I think, somewhere in Appendix A, which has the reference to WindowEyes in it, and you can set a number of bookmarks in the file. You can also set a quick bookmark. To do that, well, let's just find somewhere else in the book.
5.1. 4.1. Text mode. Z.
So in case we want to come back to this at some point, let's set a quick bookmark by pressing Control Q.
Quick bookmark inserted.
Now when we go to the top of the book.
Beginning of book. Victor Reader Soft Reference Guide. Victor Reader Soft.
While it's reading, without reference even stopping, guide. Let's press the Q
by
key.
VisuAid. Reaching quick bookmark. The text mode was implemented in order to give you the opportunity to navigate...
So without even stopping reading, without missing a beat, we could press the Q key and it's jumped straight to the quick bookmark. What we'll do now is show you the settings menu, because I'm going to switch to Sappy Speech. So we'll go to Alt-S for the settings menu.
Volume up, V, V. Volume down, Shift, V, D. Speed up, S, S. Speed down, Shift, S, P, normal speed, N, audio, A, submenu.
Audio, let's press enter on that.
Messages, M, submenu.
This determines how messages will be spoken. In other words, information that the system needs to speak to you, not information that is actually contained in a book. We go in there.
Text to speech, T. Recorded, R. Selected. No speech, N.
You might have no speech if you were using a screen reader, for example.
Text to speech, T.
Let's press enter.
Menu bar, inactive.
Messages. Text to speech, selected.
Now, I don't particularly like that speech, and I can't actually work out what that speech is. I think it might be Microsoft. I've got so many engines on here. But we'll come back and address that in just a second, because we'll just go in again to audio.
Volume up. Messages. M. Sub playback. T. Submenu. Text to speech. T.
And we'll press enter on text to speech for playback as well. So you can actually have, because these are in effect multimedia books, if you don't want the human narrator, if you like a book but you don't like the narrator, you can have a synthesizer read it instead if that's what you would rather do.
Playback. Text to speech. Selected.
Now let's see if we can get the speech under control by going back into audio.
Volume up, message, playback, text-to-speech settings.
And text-to-speech settings.
Text-to-speech settings. Text-to-speech voice. Mary.
Oh, it's Mary set at a very low pitch. That's interesting. So it's Microsoft Mary set at a low pitch. Let's go back.
Text-to-speech engine. Microsoft.
And I'm going to see if we can find Eloquence.
Eloquent Technology Incorporated.
That's right.
Text-to-speech voice. English American, grandma, elderly female. English American, grandpa, English American, read, adult male.
Here we'll have him.
Speed, 0, volume, 10, pitch, 0, cancel, okay.
Now, at that point, I actually lost access to Victor Reader Soft. It exited on me for whatever reason. So I've just started again, and... we now have the speech working, but we need to do some work on it, as you will hear. Let's see.
Menu bar. Active.
Oh, yes, put it's extremely...
edit, navigate, and settings.
Let's go into settings.
Language. User. View. Display audio.
And audio.
Text to speech.
Text to speech. Let's settings. Deal to that pitch.
Volume. Pitch. 0. 1. 2. 3. 2. Cancel. Pitch. Volume. 10. Speed. 0. Text to speech voice. English American. Read a text. Okay.
And now.
Text to speech engine. Okay. Close. Text
to
speech.
We are up and
settings.
Running. And now that we are, let me press the space bar and you'll hear what we have now.
Guide. By VisuAid. June 2002. Table of contents. Welcome to Victor Reader Soft. Chapter 1. 1.1.
So it's reading that same material and all the same commands apply. The difference is, for example, that if I now do a find,
find,
and if I type
W I,
so it's screen echo
D O W,
there doesn't seem to be a way of turning the screen echo off either, which is somewhat annoying. If I press enter, or if I tab away and back.
Edit.
So although the edit field doesn't automatically voice what you've put in, you can review the edit field, but really it should actually speak what's in the edit field here, but it doesn't.
Finding. Window.
And it's now found a reference to window, and if I press the spacebar.
3.1 application window. 3.1.1 title bar.
We've already seen one kind of annotation that we can put in a Daisy book, and that is the concept of bookmarks. You can also add text notes as annotations. This will be useful, for example, if you're studying a textbook, or if, for example, in my case, I'm reviewing this and I might want to put certain notes pertaining to certain things. To do that, I can use the annotations menu. Everything that we're showing you is available from the menu bar, or I can just press Ctrl-T for text note.
Insert text note. Please insert text note number.
And we'll type number 1.
1.
And press enter.
Edit. Text note. 1.
And I can now type, this is a demo text note. And press the tab key.
OK.
And we've got OK.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Edit.
And the edit field.
Okay.
So we'll press enter.
Text note 1. Inserted.
Text note 1 is now inserted. Right here.
Bar. 3.1.2 menu bar.
Well, I hope I'm missing something glaringly obvious here, but there doesn't appear to be a way that I can ascertain of just reading a Daisy book within VictorReaderSoft and being told by way of a beep or a message that you've encountered a text note. And I would have thought this would be where this really shined, that you could hear where you've annotated something and bring up the text note if that's what you wanted to do. Now, you can bring up a list of text notes. You can go to a text note by entering its number. But there doesn't appear to be a way of hearing, as you're reading along, that there's a text note here for you to investigate, because without that feature, it doesn't seem to allow you to have any sense of real context. Although, having said that, when you do go through the list, you do hear some of the surrounding text at which you put the text note in. Now, there are lots of other features in VictorReaderSoft. For example, there's the ability to bring up a history list, which will allow you to look where you've been and go back there. If you're zapping around the book like we've been doing, and you want to be able to retrace your steps, then you can do that by bringing up the history list. So that is VictorReaderSoft at a glance. There's a lot more that we could do with it, but it gives you an understanding, I hope, of how these Daisy books are formatted and just how powerful and exciting they are. As we've mentioned when we spoke with Sam, you can download a 30-day demo of VictorReaderSoft. And if you'd like to do that, you can go to www.visuaid.com.